Welcome back for another week. AA Real Talk Columbus. I'm Tony here with
Whoop-de-whoop
Lady of the Week. What's going on, people? You know what I want to talk about before we get into the show?
What? What's up?
There's a couple things on my mind, y'all. You know, this is like, you know, since COVID restrictions have been lifted, more people are out now, which is good. So that means there are more people out at like theme parks. Hence, we went to Cedar Point a few days ago.
My nemesis.
And I had a ball. But here's the thing. Because of COVID, the hours have been slightly cut.
Yeah.
And then the rides take longer because of extra safety measures. So I couldn't ride. Me and my son could not ride all the roller coasters at Cedar Point, unfortunately, because of that. So we were able to get at least half of them. And I still had a good time.
Was it even half? Because y'all only, how many?
We did nine.
Nine?
So okay. I believe it's like, actually we got more than half. I think I want to say it's like either 15 or 16. It's something like that. It's in the teens somewhere.
Okay.
But we got the main ones out the way. The big ones, the ones that we really wanted to ride.
Yeah.
We got those out the way. And I had a good time. I can honestly say ain't much change. You know, as far as the hours and the timing and restrictions, but as far as the funness, the fun factor of Cedar Point is still there. I felt like I was a teenager again.
Well, you know, I don't like, I'm not an amusement park fan.
Yeah,
I don't.
You couldn't even handle the Matterhorn.
No.
And that was in Kiddyland.
First of all, it was not Kiddyland. And I need for you not to be putting me on blast like that. That's not cool. Not cool at all, bruh.
Nah, I ain't gonna do you like that.
It's too late. You already put out there in the atmosphere.
It's too late.
So.
Well, we know you ain't no rider. I'm not.
I only get on rides because they guilt me into it and pressure me into them. But I do not. I don't like heights. I think I'm going to be a big girl and I can do it. And then when I get to the top of the line, then the anxiety starts to kick in. I start feeling like, are you checking? They move through the checkpoint so quick. I'm like, are you sure the bar is locked in and I'm locked in tight? I don't like that stuff.
And you know, there were like toddlers there getting on some of them roller coasters.
Kudos.
And I even saw like 80-some-year-old grandmamas getting on them roller coasters. But the other thing I want to talk about is these movies. You know, we saw two horror films. This past weekend,
another that's supposed thing to y'all be know like, I don't like
number one and number two in America, The Conjuring part, whatever part it is, The Devil Made Me Do It, and then Spiral with Chris Rock.
Yeah, Spiral was good.
Out of the two, which one you enjoyed the most?
I enjoyed Spiral because you know I don't like the spooky stuff, but I enjoy Spiral.
And it wasn't that gory compared to the other songs.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So that was okay, right?
Because they used the in Spiral. I'm gonna try not to give it. I'm not gonna give it away. But they didn't in the regular stars. They show all the graphics.
Yeah, especially in 3D.
Yeah,
you see it in 3D.
They show everything. Yeah. And right. I felt like in Spiral, they showed a little bit, but then they kind of veered away from it.
Yeah, and they didn't have as many people like captured. And well, I don't want to give it away. Telling it, they didn't have as many people going through stuff.
Rather. Right.
I just try to put it that way, as they do in a normal. Yeah. Saw before that, but Chris Rock, kudos to you, brother.
He did a great job.
You did an excellent job.
I was pleasantly surprised.
I knew you could do it. One of these days, you're going to be on this podcast, and I'm going to interview you behind that movie Spiral, because that's the first serious role, I think, that he's ever played. That serious. So what are we talking about today? You know, when you brought this topic to me, you know, it's coming from, it's a Facebook post, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I thought about, I said, oh, Lord, here we go. I know it's going to be a lot of people commenting, because anytime somebody puts something out on Facebook, the whole world responds.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got an opinion. Everybody wants you to see it their way.
Yep.
And everybody either try to make you feel stupid or they're going to support you.
Yep.
Or they're just going to say, not nothing at all. So you're going to go through those different emotions when you put stuff on Facebook. So I'm not saying not to put nothing on Facebook, you know, to each his own. But just know that whatever you put out there, you're going to either, people are going to like it or dislike it.
Be prepared.
And they're going to let you know how they feel.
Yeah, be prepared.
So this post here, she's going to read the post and then we're just going to give you guys our opinion on it.
So this is a long post, but like Tony stated, I'm going to read the post exactly how it is. And then we're going to chop it up and see what our thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
So the post reads as follow. Pick me's logic and the other's logic. We are not the same. My husband is not the regular white-collar man. Less rap. My husband is a working man and makes significantly less than me. I earn six figures a year. This past year, I grossed $95,000, and with my other businesses, it pushed me over $137,000. My tax returns, I can share. My husband is a convicted felon, and he works daily at his stable, which is in quotations in all caps, 401k, and insurance providing warehouse job driving forklifts to add to what I bring in. His income has zero to do, and zero was in all caps and in quotations, has zero to do with his role as being head of our home. I respect my husband for being a man. I respect my husband, and I believe in him for believing in himself. I respect my husband's determination. My husband and I have a history that spanned over 13 plus years outside of prison. We were married. My husband was once incarcerated for theft / drugs. My husband also has gang ties that he has not affiliated himself with in years. My husband has a high school education with technical school training from his incarceration. I supported my husband in his time of incarceration based on loyalty of being my friend first before I was his spouse for over 13 years. When my husband was released from prison, he did not have great credit. His credit score was a 530. Due to not having any rotating credit history, his grammar was filled with hood vernacular that he still used from time to time, depending on who he's speaking with. Matter of fact, he is who I wrote about in my first book. Me and him went from being in the streets clubbing to in the boardrooms. I'm the boardroom. He remains the muscle. Fast forward to what a supportive wife / lady in all caps can do. Without looking at what my husband did not have and looking at what I knew his determination destined him to have, my husband has a legal career now as a forklift operator and supervises others. He has all kinds of operations license certificates. My husband has a credit score of 680, which will soon hit the 700 club due to me being his lady wife, adding him to my credit cards, utilities to get his credit established. Will my husband ever earn 100K? We will never know. But with our incomes combined, we are nearing 200K a year. And we own two businesses with four vehicles and pay our bills such as insurance, etc., 6 months at a time. We are living better than the majority. I have never stated that's my money. It has always been our money, regardless who earned it. Marriage makes you one, and you are only as great as your spouse. I said all that to say, ladies, look at a man's internal, and if you are truly the lady you claim to be, you can bring out the man's best version of himself. The fact that you ladies are out here thinking you will get a high earning man and you have zero to offer but sex and you're overweight, tubes tied, can't birth a child, and are low wage earners with zero to offer but a loud mouth and gossip with mediocre poor sex is why you are not selected to be anyone's wife. The majority of us want the package already complete, assembled, and you will miss your biggest blessings. Ladies of other cultures have supported their men for years in CEO positions. Now, if you see my husband in public, none of you would think his past consists of this, as he basks in the best attire with the best fragrances, dining in the best restaurants. I even once had to advise my husband about proper utensils and wines. Anyway, my husband has the best sense of humor with the best humble words, but don't get it twisted. He will come out of the bag if anything threatens our family. Remember, never judge a book until you open its contents. I swear, I'm so proud of my husband and his daily journey and determination to be great. Get that mind right, ladies. Every day is training day. Side note, I love cooking for my husband since standing over 6 feet and weighing 230. He loves my food and I'm never tired to do so. The rewards I get are so much more valuable than money. Remember, a lot of times, many are upset that you are not struggling the way they expected you to be. Many would have liked for my husband to fail, but a praying lady wife that pushes a man with determination, failure is never an option. Signed, Dr. O.
Mm. Wow, she said a lot, didn't she?
Yeah, she had a mouthful.
Yeah, and can you briefly tell us some of the responses before we give our opinion on it? Some of the pushback and that she was getting from that post, because my understanding is she posted it because she wanted to, it was a message for the ladies, right?
Yeah.
And she wanted them to get that, you know, her experience, you know, it may look dim or grim at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but they came out on top at the end.
Right.
And just allowing, telling women to give a man a chance. Don't just go off what this perfect package is supposed to be, you know, basically give a guy a chance, right?
Yeah.
Because you just never know.
Yeah.
How it goes. In a nutshell, that's kind of like what it is. But I just wanted to comment on some of the feedback before we really just get into it. What are our personal opinions about it?
So she did have some women who were in support of her.
Well, that's good.
But I'm going to be honest, the majority of the women had something negative to say.
I'm not surprised.
Making comments such as, that's you, sis, or, oh, I'm supposed to settle.
And that's what I want to hit, you know, because that's that. I figured that word was in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that's important. So I guess I'll go first. Now, I'm glad that she did that post, because if a man would have said it, he would have got a whole lot more pushback from women.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm glad that it came from another woman. That's good. But
from a man's perspective, you know, and that's common, you know, it's so unfortunate that, you know, men do have to go through that, you know, and they get put in that so-called perfect box, or, you know, women desire to have this perfect guy. You know, ladies, first off, the perfect guy will never exist. The perfect guy does not exist.
Amen.
You have to find somebody that's perfect for you. Mm. Okay. So I think starting that off, and that comes back to a nickel looking for a dime. She mentioned something about, you know, I guess she's calling the women out that has all these high standards or whatever, whatever, mm-hmm. but you have nothing to bring to the table. Nickel looking for a dime.
Yep.
Now keep in mind, you are what you attract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, ladies need to get that, but it saddens me that the fact that, you know, this is 2021 and you still have a whole lot of women who just still don't get that, you know, mm-hmm. who still don't get the fact of it's not about the money. Why right. is it always about the money? We in 2021. It's about survival.
Amen.
It's about character.
Now
it's
more
about
than
stuff
ever.
That matters. You can see it should never be about the money. If you go back in history.
Yeah.
When all these big things happen to America, when the economy falls, the housing market, people lose their jobs, even mm-hmm. now because of COVID. Divorce rate goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's telling you they got probably married for the wrong reason. Because
mm-hmm.
why in the world would you leave somebody because they lost their job through no fault of their own?
Right.
Why in the world would you get a divorce because y'all lost your home, y'all lost your cars and all that? The stuff that don't matter.
Right.
It should never be about money materialistic. Never.
Absolutely.
You
agree.
Know, and to me as a woman, you know, I can't speak for you guys specifically because I don't know how you feel or whatever, but I can only look at it from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going into something, trying to find a guy and strictly looking at it as, well, he has to have this amount of money, this six-figure salary or whatever. Whether you have it or not, that's the wrong thing to look for.
Mm-hmm.
Why not flip it and look at character? Because at the end of the day, you can lose a job.
Yeah.
You know, you can meet him. He can have this. He can be this perfect guy, have all this money and all this status. But then he get fired tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're looking at him like, what are you going to do? I guess you're going to divorce him, right? Or you're going to leave him. So it should never be about the money. It should never be about status. It should always be about finding a man. At the end of the day, he going to take care of his family at whatever cost.
Right.
I think that's the number one thing. And I'm kind of surprised that, you know, there's still a lot of women that feel that way. You know, that's just, to me, that should be like the number one thing that, you know, when you're looking for a guy or whatever, that you should look for, you know, a guy who's going to respect you, treat you well. And he's going to be reliable. He's going to take care of his family. He's going to put his family mm-hmm. first at whatever cost. He's going to do whatever he got to do.
Because mm-hmm.
these jobs ain't promised. These high paying jobs ain't promised. I can tell you a whole list of people who got fired in the last year. They had high paying jobs. Mm-hmm. They're not working there no more. It's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is guaranteed. That's why you have to make sure, ladies, that you meet a guy and be with a guy for the right reasons. And I heard old saying, well, love can't pay the bills. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is getting with a guy based off his character first. Of course you want a guy who has a job.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. I know you don't. I'm not telling you to go date a bum just because he's a good guy.
Right.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm talking about just a regular guy. At the end of the day, he has his priorities and he's going to put you first. And he's going to make sure that mm-hmm. you're taken care of and your family is taken care of
yeah.
at whatever cost.
Yeah.
That's a G. Ladies, mm-hmm. you should be turned on by that. Y'all want to look for a gangster? That's a gangster right there. A gangster is a man who at whatever cost going to take care of his family, and he don't give a damn what nobody else said about it.
I know that's right.
Now, that's a G. Y'all should be turned on by that, not that other stuff.
Mm.
You know
not
what I'm
right.
saying? So it's just, I just don't understand it, but it's just the world we live in. I'm not speaking to every woman because I know this doesn't apply to every woman, but those women that apply to, try to look at things differently. It should mm-hmm. never be about the money. You guys got it wrong.
Yeah.
Every time y'all look at it that way and look and put it about the stuff that don't matter, and then when the stuff fizzled out, because it always do, because every relationship, every marriage get tested,
mm-hmm.
are you going to divorce him? So every guy you meet, okay, he start off good, he make all this money, you marry him.
Mm-hmm.
He lose his job. I guess I'll divorce him, go find somebody else who got another high-paying job.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you're just going to be going through life with all these different men.
Right.
You know, so I'm just going to cut it right there. I'll let you have the floor, then we'll bring it back to me. But
I agree with you. I don't think that a man's worth should be determined by how much money he has or what kind of things he has.
Right.
That doesn't determine anybody.
Right.
Like you said, character matters. One of the things that's disheartened me, and I wasn't surprised about it, but, you know, sometimes when you still see, you'd be like, man, I thought we were a little bit further along with that, is that a lot of people who had negative thoughts, I'm going to say all the people who had negative thoughts about that post, missed the bigger picture.
Yeah.
They're focusing on that he had a criminal background. There was actually a guy who had made a comment, oh, so you'll be happy, you'll let your daughter marry a man who killed children or something of the sort like that. She never once said anything about that. And what I read, he got convicted of a petty crime, theft and drugs.
Okay.
I don't know how long ago it was. He could have been a teenager when he got those charges. Who knows?
We don't know the full backstory.
Right. We don't have the full story. But it's still a petty crime. He didn't molest any children.
Right.
He didn't kill anybody.
Right.
He didn't kill children. I mean, it was nothing that severe.
Sure.
But that's the part that they're honing in on, that part. They're honing on the first. Oh, so you're saying I'm settling. That's not what she's saying. What she's saying is that at the end of the day, you need to take a look at what matters. Mm-hmm. Take a look at the person for who they are, right, not what they have.
Sure.
Because you can't be missing out on that blessing. That husband you keep praying about, you may have missed him because he wasn't driving the type of car that you also require. He didn't have the type of income that you also require. But that could have been that bomb husband who makes sure you have what you need, who makes sure that you're taken care of, who will work 3 and 4 jobs if he had to make sure that the bills get paid.
Right.
Who does what he has to do. Who respects you.
Yeah.
Who ain't going to cuss you out. Who ain't going to put his hands on you.
Right.
Who's going to love you unconditionally.
Right.
You missed out on that blessing because you're searching for this dude who's making 6 figures and who's driving whatever, like an expensive car that's out right now. That's the whole point of that. Here she had a dude who, I'm sure she had all her family saying, you don't need to get tied up with this joker. He got a record. He ain't going to be about nothing. He ain't going to do nothing. He going to go back to jail. He going to do X, Y, Z. He ain't no good. You can do better. And all this other stuff. I'm sure she had a whole bunch of people talking in her ear.
I'm sure.
About what she should not be doing and how she shouldn't get hooked up with him. But this is a man who, regardless of how much he makes, is holding it down.
Yeah.
He respects her hustle. She respects his.
Right.
And they are together as one. And that's the core thing. When you get married, it's no more, and it should not be, and I say should not, because a lot of times it still ends up this way. It shouldn't be about who has what, who makes more money. Your seasons in your relationship is going to change.
Amen.
There have been times where our position has changed inside of our marriage.
Sure.
Where he flapped of who was making the most money.
Yeah.
But we're one. Yeah. It doesn't matter. That's our money.
Right.
It's all going to one bucket. It's all going to one place. Yeah. There's no need for me to say like, I make more money now. Or Tony, you say, well, I make more money now. Who gives a dog on?
Yeah.
It's all going in the same spot.
Yeah.
We're sharing in the struggle together.
Sure.
Whatever we have going on, this is our thing. We're sharing it together. And when you start to create that difference of who has what, you're asking for trouble in your marriage.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's where resentment comes into play. That's where you start maybe exerting your so-called power and authority because you feel as if, oh, I'm making the money now. I can make the decisions. Yeah. I can run stuff. Oh, you ain't nothing because I make more money to you.
For the person. Yeah.
Right. That's not cool. That's not what's up.
That's not what's up. Because like you said earlier, then the table's turned and you looking like, well, yeah, cool. Now that person making more, is it right for that person to say the same thing you said to them?
Right.
You know,
man,
you gotta think
these
about
jobs,
it.
these jobs and these monies, they ain't loyal to nobody.
No, they come and go. You know, and I think like, and I understand, you know, no woman wants to struggle. I get that. Mm-hmm. You know, if your parents have struggled and, you know, you're a young lady, you're like, well, I want to make sure that, you know, I do my part and I want to make a man, make sure I'm with a man that does his part to make a lot of money. But, and I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is that you have to make sure you look for the right things,
mm-hmm,
because just because y'all have the money don't mean the marriage is going to last.
Sure doesn't. It doesn't mean you're going to struggle.
It still doesn't mean that you're not going to struggle. So I think the priority is in the wrong place. I think the priority is to say, well, a man needs to be this for me to feel secure with him. He needs to be at a certain like status, a certain income level for me to be attracted to him, for me to feel secure as a woman. You know, you got to get out of that way of thinking. Because one, like I said, one, that's not going to last forever. Every marriage is going to get tested.
Yeah.
You know, it could be you losing your job, him getting laid off, him his hours getting cut back. We don't know. So that's why you got to make sure you get married to the right reason. But I think a lot of times, too, it's about that woman's priority. You know, thank God for men's sake, all women ain't like that. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. Jesus, because we all will be in trouble as men. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is that it's all about a woman's mindset to me. Yeah. Women that think like that, that always want to say, well, he has to have this, he has to have that. You know, I don't want to struggle. He need to make sure he making more than me. I don't care if he working three jobs. He need to get his hustle on, his grind on to make more than me. So make sure we have adequate enough income. It's a few things going on with that. I think me personally, women like that shouldn't be married. That's just how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. Because to me, any man that's of good caliber, I ain't talking about no hood dude. I'm talking about a dude that's like, you know, he believe in take care of a family. He want to be loyal to, you know, to his wife and do right by the family and just get his grind on. That's a turnoff.
Yeah.
It really is, you know, because you think about it. You always, as a man, you're dealing with a woman like that. You always going to have in the back of your mind, am I enough?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if I lose my job? What happens if this?
Yeah.
If I lose this, is she going to leave me? So that woman, to me, is not marriage material. At least nobody I would marry.
Yeah.
You know, so there's nothing wrong with having your own. But again, you just have to make sure as a lady, you have the right mindset. And if that's your mindset, you probably just need to be single. And you probably just need to get your own grind on. Don't count nobody else's money. Count your own money and call it what it is.
Yeah.
But to sit there and say, well, you know, I'm just going to not date a guy until he showed me his pay stub. That's just a bad way to be.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
And those women, a lot of women that like that, and I'm not trying to like bash women because I don't do that. You know, I love my mama. You know, I love you. You know, I have great women in my life. But a lot of women that are like that, and it's sad, that have these high standards don't look nothing like what they want. Nothing. Mm. Not even close. She even mentioned it.
Yep.
You know, they have all these high standards, but you have all these high standards, but you look at you. Now, do you really think a guy of this caliber is going to even be attracted to a woman?
A nickel looking for a dime, like you said.
He's going to want somebody who's somewhat on his level financially, physically.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can be fat and out of shape, but if his money, if he got big pockets, he can pull him a dime piece.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way the world works. A man ain't got to be. If a man got money, and it's sad, but it's a fact what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
A man can be what y'all call ugly, fat, out of shape, love handles, whatever. But if his pockets is fat, he can get a model.
Yeah.
And you better believe he's not going to choose you when he can have a model.
Yeah.
So women need to get that.
Yeah.
They need to get that. It ain't like that. It's different for us. Our money speaks for itself, you know, unfortunately, in a lot of cases. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't like that with y'all.
That's true.
So I think that's a good point. Yo, you know, women need to think about that kind of stuff. But you go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just that it's craziness to me. It's that never ending cycle. And just because a person looks good on paper, because it's a whole bunch of folks who look good on paper with the amount of income they have, and you think that they have it going on because they dress nice, they look nice, they smell good, they have nice cars, they have this official sounding title for their job and all this other stuff. But these be some of the people who still be overextended on credit, who have so much debt, and you got all this money supposedly coming in.
They can't manage their money properly.
Right.
Yeah.
But you got so much more in excess going out and you're still struggling.
You're still struggling versus you have a person who has a basic salary, right?
Right.
A substandard salary that has minimal debt, living better than that person.
Right. You can be a rich, poor person.
Unless it's kind of common. I mean, rich people pile for
bankruptcy
all the time.
Absolutely.
You know? So it's common. Just got to be, got to know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah. So focusing on that money, it's not the way to go. And like you said, it's not about saying that, you know, we're saying that you need to struggle and all that stuff. We're not saying that. But at the end of the day, you need to focus on what matters.
Yeah.
Because you can have a mediocre job and still live good because you manage your money right. It's not how much money you make, but it's what do you do with the money that you have?
Right.
If you make smart financial decisions, then you're good.
Yeah.
You can still go out on trips. You can still do what you want to do. Your bill's still going to be paid. You're not going to be stressed out.
Right. And you know something else, too. Like, you know, I just thought about it. you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I think we're going backwards. I hate to say it, but it's like we're not improving as a people when it comes to how we, you know, look at each other, and how women look at men, you know, and put them in a box like that. And ladies, you know, I need y'all to feel this, what I'm about to say. You know, the point is, you know, not judging a man based off the size of his pockets, right? And just because a man is not making what you think he should be making based off his age, his education or whatever, it doesn't mean that he don't want to. It doesn't mean that he's a bum. It doesn't mean that, okay, well, he just not going to get there. It don't mean that. And I think that's unfair for women to do that to men.
Yeah.
I think it's very unfair for you to put a guy in a box that you don't know, or that you assume that he needs to be making a certain amount of money. He's 30 years old. Why is he educated enough yet? Why isn't he making the big dollars yet? That's unfair, because you never know a man's circumstance or situation. Because you can be educated, 800 Beacon score, non-criminal record, and you're working at McDonald's. You're working in fast food. And it doesn't mean you're lazy. Mm-hmm. By no means that. You're working, right? So you're obviously not lazy.
Right.
Maybe your opportunity just hasn't came yet.
Yeah.
You can't make people make you successful. You can't do it. You can't make a person give you a high paying job. You just can't do it. Only thing you can do is equip yourself the best you can and apply.
Right.
And if the doors open, they open. But if they don't, they don't. But this is the G, lady. This is the part you guys need to be turned on. This is a G right here. A G will say, you know what? I'm going to work with what I got. That's a G.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there is what women would need to be turned women on.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about, okay, well, I'm working, I'm doing something. But my goal is to be here in 5 years or whatever. I want to do this. He got goals, he got plans. He's a G. He's working towards it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not stagnant. Give men the benefit of the doubt. Most men, they're not in their situation because it's by choice. Trust me, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times because the right door hasn't opened. The opportunity hasn't opened. We, you know, but in general speaking, most guys aren't where they want to be. It ain't by choice. Most of them, no, it's not. Most guys want as much, they want to be able to make as much money as they possibly can, whether they're with you or not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it hasn't presented itself. So it's unfair for women just to put a guy in a box like that and just have these assumptions where he will never be nothing. If that lady in that post would have never gave that guy the time of day and just said, okay, you know what? You've been in jail before. I'm sorry. You got a record. It is what it is. And let's just say he did it when he was 17 years old. Mm-hmm. I've done crazy stuff. I just didn't got caught.
Right.
Thank God.
You know all of saying? Us have.
Right. So let's just say he's one of them people that did the same thing I did. I got away with it, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to prison. He did a little bit of time. It is what it is. Okay. He gets out as he did and changed his life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she would have said, no, you got a record, she wouldn't be with that guy right now. And she wouldn't be in a happy, loving marriage at this point. So look how much joy she got at by giving that guy a chance and looking at it for what it is. I commend her, because it's a different story if she like, okay, well, yeah, he was in prison. He been out of prison. He still ain't done nothing. He's still a bum. Run. Absolutely run.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't his situation.
Right.
That dude gets out and make a better way for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, and I don't know him, he probably would have done that with or without her.
Yeah.
And that shows his character.
Right.
So why not be turned on for something like that? Why not give it a guy like that? Why not give a guy like that a chance?
Yeah.
And I think women need to get that. Quit the prejudging. Let's see what he's going to do. And I'm sure, like you said earlier, her friends and family were like, oh, he was in prison. They prejudged. They don't know why he was in prison. Don't know when it happened.
Yeah.
Don't know the backstory behind it. Your butt probably was in prison or served some time. You may have a record.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be worse than what his is. Like I said, you just either got off, you know, with a slap on the wrist or was a misdemeanor, whatever the case may be. You didn't have to do no time behind it, but he did. So what?
Absolutely.
If he gets out and change his life, kudos to him.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that she told her story, but I'm even more glad that she gave him a chance, because hopefully women will get that message and say, okay, well, let me quit having all these high standards and, you know, judging guys and just give a guy a chance and just see what happens. Just see what happens. You ain't going to marry no dude. Just because you date a guy that was in prison before and he trying to do better, now don't mean you're going to marry him tomorrow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just see what happens. Just date a guy and just see how it goes. And when you see them red flags, you dip.
Right.
The problem is they stay in that mess thinking they're going to change them or it's going to get better. Then you bitter. Then you like them other women. They're bitter. Those are bitter women.
Yeah.
They probably been through something similar.
Right.
And they dumb butts didn't get out when they should have got out. They stayed with it. So ladies, don't do that.
Yeah.
Give people the benefit of the doubt, especially men. Because like I said, men deserve that. They deserve good women just like women deserve good men. And the only way they're going to meet each other is giving each other the benefit of the doubt and seeing where it goes.
I agree. And another point too, just because there's a couple of things I want to say. You don't have the right to tell somebody where they need to be in their life.
Right.
And just because a person doesn't meet to your quote unquote standards of what successful is, doesn't mean they're not successful. You have plenty of people who may have what you may consider to be a menial job, but they love what they do. They're excited to go to work about it. They may not get paid a lot of money, but it brings them a sense of purpose of what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're content with that. Absolutely. That doesn't mean that the person lacks ambition.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they're lazy, that they have no drive.
Right.
Why should they do something that they don't love for the sake of what society says is successful?
Right.
And I think it's unfair for women to judge men based off of that.
Absolutely.
And they're so quickly to say that, oh, he's lazy. He doesn't have any ambition. He doesn't have this and that. No, that doesn't mean that. Not everybody aspires to be an entrepreneur. And that's quite all right.
Sure.
It doesn't make you less than because you want to work for a company.
Yeah.
Somebody has to work for the daggone companies, right? You're going to need employees for your company if you have a business.
Sure.
Somebody has to do the legwork. And that's quite all right. We need everybody for these different roles. And just because a person says, you know, I love what I do, I don't have any aspirations of going higher in a company, this is what my calling is, this is what I'm great at, this is what I'm passionate about, they should not be made to feel less than because of that.
Yeah.
And I cannot stand that.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody has their opinion of what a person should be and what they should be doing and what deems them to be successful or not. And they need to worry about their own selves.
Yeah.
Furthermore, she has these businesses. And I'm sure some women says, here you have this highly successful woman. And they find success by how much money she makes.
Sure.
Which doesn't mean you're successful.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah.
And that's my opinion.
That's a fact, yeah.
But saying she has a successful woman and she's married to somebody who's beneath her. Let me tell you this. She has two businesses, or they have two businesses. But don't get it twisted that the spouse had no effect on her being able to have those businesses.
Preach.
For those businesses to be successful.
Because
you don't do it.
Wasn't for the bad.
Yeah, you don't do it.
Preach
alone.
Preach. Amen.
So she didn't get those those businesses. They got those businesses.
Sure.
She may be heading them, she may be running them, but please believe she needed his support.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did some work for her. He helped her out. She threw some ideas out towards him, got his feedback. He probably gave her some ideas of how to do the business and things of that nature. But when you're in a relationship, you don't do that stuff alone.
No, you don't.
Just because that business is quote unquote in your name, please believe your mate put just as much work and energy in there. Even if they had to be your cheerleader when you were feeling stressed out, overwhelmed,
yeah,
all that stuff,
that
person went through it with you.
Right.
Just like when I say, you know, school. Yes, I'm about to graduate with my master's, but you went through this thing with me too.
Mm-hmm.
There have been plenty of times where I was overwhelmed and I'm freaking out and you had to talk me off a ledge. I'm like, this is okay. You know, you got this, babe. What did you need me to do? There's plenty of times you're looking up stuff online for me. We in this, we got our degree together.
Sure. Amen.
Because I couldn't have done this without you and without your support.
Man, right
and people
on.
Need to recognize that when you're
in
a marriage, they're so quick to say, well, oh, this person, they're not doing this. Here she is. She has another business and he ain't doing nothing. He's just working at this little job making, you know, $17 an hour or whatever the case may be. They're in this thing together.
They're in it together. And somebody always got to take the back seat, people.
Yeah.
You know, successful marriages, two people can't have a lot going on. It just can't happen. You know, I always like to think about Barack and Michelle. You know, Barack always praised Michelle for him making it to the level he did. He wouldn't have done it without her.
Absolutely.
He says that, you know, so that shows you right there. She had to basically, you know, she's a first lady, but he'd been in politics for a while. She had to take a back seat a lot of years, you know, so she can be supportive for him. So he can become president of the United States.
Yeah.
He couldn't have done that without her.
Yeah.
So people get that. You know, two people can't have, if she's trying to run for president and he's trying to run for president, it's not going to
work. No.
You know, so you got to think about that, people. When a strong marriage, somebody got to take the back seat. And keep in mind, success is what you call success, not what the world calls success.
Because
you can be a successful person working for somebody.
Absolutely.
You can be successful being content in your career and you love going to work.
Yep.
Versus somebody who says, well, I make a lot of money, but I hate my job.
Yep.
Which one would you rather have?
Right.
You know, so think about it now. So success is what you deem it, not what the world deem it. So there's a lot of forms of success with it, but somebody got to take the back seat. Two people can't have a lot going on. They just can't. You know, not for strong marriages, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, strong marriage, somebody got to take the back seat, and we got to figure out, okay, the bigger picture is if you have way more going on, you're trying to start a business, you're trying to get a degree, I'll hold up for a minute, and I'll assist you. We come up together. Then when I want to do something, you hold back, you help me, then I come up.
Right.
That's how successful marriages work, people. Yeah. And if you're not married, you will never get that.
Give and take.
So until you get married, you'll get that. Yeah. But if you're not married, you don't understand where I'm coming from. You really not. You know, so, but that's what it is.
But I bet you a whole bunch of them people, especially the woman that was posting, probably was single. Single and bitter.
That's how it is. The people who ain't never been, they got never the had nothing, never been through nothing, got the biggest opinions and got the biggest mouths and all that and don't know nothing.
Right. Ain't got a clue. Got a clue what real life is.
Just be happy for people. I mean, be happy that the woman is happy. Why can't we just do that?
Right,
why
exactly.
Why can't we just be happy that she's in a great marriage? They've accomplished a lot together.
Yeah.
Why can't we just be happy with that?
Yeah.
No matter
I know. When I was reading that first time, I was celebrating. I was like, well, you go ahead, girl. You know what it's about.
Yeah, exactly.
And kudos to you for sticking by him and being supportive and not diminishing his efforts. And being his rock and for having that solid foundation and even being transparent enough to even share that on social media. Because social media, man, these folks on social media, they are savages because they focus on the wrong things out here in life.
Preach, sister, preach. I don't know who you are, young lady, but, you know, that post, you know, keep your head up, stay encouraged, you know, be happy, you know, with your husband. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your marriage. Enjoy your success.
That's and keep it between y'all, like you say, and don't listen to the naysayers. I'm glad that she has not listened to the naysayers.
Right.
Because she wouldn't be in a happy marriage and probably not even a happy relationship had she listened to people talking in her ear. Because I know people was just a yapper in the way
and
in her ear.
And women, quit hating. Y'all the biggest haters too, women. Y'all hate on each other like
so
nobody's business. I'm like, why y'all hate on each other so much? Is it really that bad?
But you know what's funny, though? Women are the biggest haters, but they'll be the first one to talk about supporting women and we're going to uphold and empower women. But you got the first one that got something to say negative about a woman.
That's on y'all.
How that work?
Right. What's our word of the day?
The word of the day. It is birth control shirt. This is hilarious. Birth control shirt. So essentially, this definition, the explanation is kind of long, but I'm going to summarize it. So this is a shirt that your husband put on and it looks so bad that you're forced to shut your eyes because it was emotionally traumatizing and it makes you not want to have sex. So it's a birth control shirt.
No comment. Okay. All right, people. That's it.
Stay away from the birth control shirts.
Yeah. You probably can find them on Amazon for $9.99.
Probably so.
All right, people. Until next time.
If you have a question or situation you would like advice on, you can contact us at aarealtalkcolumbus@gmail.com or you can check us out on our website at www.aarealtalkcolumbus.com. Also, be sure to look for us on Instagram or Facebook using the handle AA Real Talk Columbus. Don't forget to share with your friends. Thank you for listening to A&A Real Talk Columbus, where our goal is to bring people closer together through conversation.